Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So tonight we wanted to talk about Sunday night anxiety over Monday morning blues. And I found a really nice article written by Real Simple last year in 2018. Uh-huh. Actually, it's September 14th, 2018, if you want to look it up. And there, it starts off by saying this is called This Is Why You Feel So Sad on Sunday. Every Sunday around 4 o'clock, much of the developed world gives a collective groan. And I think a lot of people really feel this. So they also give this wonderful statistic. In a 2013 poll from the careermonster.com, 81% of Americans responded said that they get Sunday night blues. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
81%.
Yeah.
And 59% said they experienced them really bad. Yeah.
Did they go any further in finding out what was going on for those people?
Well, they say that it's a condition that therapists agree that this is a condition. And you know, let me see if I can As laid back weekend you begins to morph into uptight weekday you. Anxiety over anticipating an overflowing inbox, the drudgery of packing school lunches, and the tyranny of the mile long to do list sets in.
That's interesting.
And I think that that's very true. Everybody's got it differently. The stress they have of responding to people maybe they don't really like. Maybe they have an upsetting meeting or a stressful meeting coming up. You know, it's stressful work.
Yeah. It's funny. When we talked about doing this topic, I wrote two words, anticipatory anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's what it is in a nutshell. I remember having it in school nights.
Yeah.
Right. And so then as a grown up, you get to have it in work nights. Sunday night.
That's right.
And it can be difficult too, especially if you are, if you're a parent and you're feeling the same anxiety that your children are having as you all gear up and prepare for the week.
They may have tests coming up that week, so they're anticipating it. We have the same thing. We may have a review coming up that week.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when I know I'm going to have an uncomfortable conversation with a client or there's anything that's uncomfortable, I feel it on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's what this week's about. You know, that's what's going to happen this week.
Right.
So, the solutions that I found online, I didn't really like. You know, they're saying, you know, treat Sunday as Saturday. I mean, that doesn't even make
sense
to me.
Just pretend. Denial. That'll work.
None of that really made sense to me.
Trick your brain into thinking it's a different day. Yeah, no.
You know, one of the things that I tell a lot of my clients, which is on Friday, really write your to-do list for Monday. Like, prepare for Monday.
That's
on
a great idea.
Friday before you leave. Get your calendar in order. Look at it. Mm-hmm. And whatever you can get done on Friday to make your week a little better, so you don't have to, you know, I have to get in because I have to do this. That might help a little bit. At least it relieve the disorganizational pull.
Yeah. Well, self-care things that I would suggest. You know, it's interesting. I've just talked to a client about this, and we were talking about how she kept just trying to tell herself it's no big deal, kind of suck it up, just go, and it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that actually works.
No, it doesn't.
Very tough love.
Well, I think that's what we tend to do to ourselves, right? Like, it's just a job. Go in. Get going. Whereas I think actually the kinder thing and the more effective thing is to say, okay, if you were sitting with an anxious person, how would you help them prepare for the week ahead? And so you might do one thing is you might do some exercise for one thing. You may also have a nourishing meal or have a nice meal with your family if that's something that nourishes you. And the other thing is to actually try to reduce stimuli. You know, sometimes I think in coping, we may overdo stimuli because we're mm-hmm. trying to distract ourselves from what's coming. Mm-hmm. Whereas what really helps is some version of Binky Baba Blanky that, mm-hmm. you know, you want to calm your system down so that at the very least you can get a good night's sleep and be ready. Mm-hmm. And then just accepting that, okay, this may be how I feel right now. And what are these feelings telling me? Are they informing me? Is it valuable information? Or is it actually telling me that I just need to really take care of myself so that I can be prepared for the week ahead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also, you can try to also make some fun dates for the weeknights. Mm. And then that gives you something positive to look forward during the
yeah.
week. Mm. You know, you can, if you're organized enough, plan out some of the dinners for the week so that you already have everything. And,
yeah.
you know, you can look forward to that, make some, you know, dinner dates.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if this would be satisfying, but you could make your lunch on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Well, or some lunches. That, for some people, that's, you know, first of all, making food, preparing food is comforting. But also yeah. it's sort of you're making something for yourself that's going to be pleasurable to take mm-hmm. to work that mm-hmm. may just, mm-hmm. It's like a little notch in feeling better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, don't let the self-care, you sort of alluded to this, don't let the self-care fall out during the week because that's mm-hmm. a way to really cope. Mm-hmm. And you know, when the week is over, do an assessment like, oh, was it really worth all that stress? Was it uh-huh. really that bad? Because I think some of it is, you know, anticipatory, right, of the unknown.
Yeah. yeah. And you made a really good point actually earlier when we weren't recording about how it's anticipating five full days, right?
Right.
It's not
right.
looking at one day or I just finished a day. It's just looking ahead and it may loom very large for you.
Right. You just had two fun days, which really go very, very quickly. And
yeah.
now you're looking at five where you're not going to have any much free time, or when you do, you're going to be tired.
Right.
So that I think is a hard one for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the other thing is if the anticipation is, you know, full force dread and mm-hmm. happens Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, you may want to consider getting some professional help.
Yeah.
You know,
that,
I mean, emotions have value. They're telling us something.
Yeah.
And you may be profoundly unhappy at work. And that doesn't necessarily have to remain the case.
Mm-hmm. It could be that, or it could be the wrong environment. There may be something that is making it worse.
Exactly.
Than it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain amount of Sunday blues and then Monday blues. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's extreme, then there may be something else operating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing is don't have any important conversations after 6 o'clock on Sunday.
That's
'cause you could be cranky and you may start arguments that aren't really going to serve you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds like you're a little experienced there, Catherine. Didn't you pick up that might have happened to her?
Flashback. And then
I actually had a great college friend back in college days because I went to a school that was very competitive and mm-hmm. Sunday was not my favorite day. And mm-hmm. I would start these heated, like, philosophical arguments at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. And he just said to me, Catherine, no important conversations after 6 o'clock.
Wow. Oh. Interesting.
On Sunday.
I like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yes, you're right. I'm practicing what I'm preaching what I've had to practice.
I usually use Sunday as a self-care day
mm-hmm.
just because I don't like having too many plans on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like when I do a really good workout and mm-hmm. whether it's a sauna or just something, you know, I like to feel as if I have done everything I can and I'm ready for the week.
Yeah. Right. And interesting, Kathy, I'm just thinking, I have a client who has started Sunday evening just to map out the week.
Mm-hmm.
But in mapping it out, he maps out the times he's going to go to the gym, the times
right.
he's going to see a friend.
Right.
And so just like you said, it creates a sense of control for him that
yeah.
really informs how he feels about the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I see a lot of people that get very wasted on the weekends.
Right.
Because they're trying to forget, I guess.
I think.
Their Monday.
And then they look like crap on Monday morning.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that they feel very good.
No.
So.
Well, that's one of those coping mechanisms,
yeah.
that and perhaps overeating or too many video games or too much
binge watching, like you said, a lot binge of TV, watching, TV, yeah. TV or social media.
Too much screen time of one kind or another. Yeah, yeah. That is the tendency. We want to distract ourselves one way or another. So we're encouraging you to refrain, maybe after 8 o'clock. Come up with time frames for all this. As starting 8 o'clock, make it quiet time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And between now and then, we hope your Sunday night anxiety is as minimal as can be.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.